The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Your list. Lists, goals, and priorities are important. As we consider the life of Christ, we see examples of when He followed His list and worked toward the goals given Him by His Father. Luke 9. And it came to pass, when the days were well nigh come that He should be received up, He steadfastly set His face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before His face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for Him. As you create and work on your list, adjusting it as things are completed or added to it, remember a few vital, important ingredients. The most important items should be top priority. And remember to love others while you stay focused on your list. Do all to the glory of God, and ask for God's wisdom in the process. Keep the main thing the main thing. Set your goals, your mind, on what God wants. What would Jesus do? A heavenly perspective. Things above. Colossians 3. If you then were raised together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. As you look at opportunities to serve, consider the two greatest commandments. Love God. And as we hear the words of Christ from Matthew 22, this is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. 1 Corinthians 13, three things will last forever: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. Whatever is on your list should be done for the glory of God and given your best effort. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whether, therefore, you eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Ecclesiastes 9. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Your list should be, and will be, His list. We want His will to be done in all things. Luke 11. And He said unto them, when you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. And as Christ prayed while in the garden before going to the cross, find that account in Matthew 26, He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And when it comes to whatever we are doing for the Lord, 1 Corinthians 14, let all things be done decently and in order. Pray for wisdom. James, first chapter. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask Him, be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. And as you pray for wisdom, then listen, and then take action. Instructions may come directly from God through His Word, or His Spirit speaking to you, and also through His people. For example, Acts chapter 8. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, Rise and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert place. Acts 22. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do. Folks, lists are not for everyone. However, reality is that those of us thinker-planner, detail-oriented, goal-setters, who work from lists, have an effect on many aspects of our lives. Pray for us, that God grants us wisdom and strength to do what we know to do.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry, heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.